God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Dr. Mary Frances Osborne from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Praise God. Location, Baltimore, Maryland. Let me know that God is still on the throne. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, for this day in the precious name of Jesus, a day that's going down into the book of life. Father, we thank you that we're able to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day. God, we bless your name. Your name is Jesus. Hallelujah. You're the Son of the living God. We ask you, God, to move today as ever before. In the name of Jesus, forgive us for all of our sins, Lord, that is don't stand before us in the day of judgment. Lord, I pray today that I be able to say something to encourage someone, to be a blessing to someone. I ask you, God, to let the Spirit of God move as ever before. Father, bless this ministry, God. In the name of Jesus, bless our bishop and all the ones, amen, praise God, that comes on the air and the ones, God, that is calling on your name, Jesus, the one that's winning souls, amen, praise God. We bless you. We honor you. Ask you, God, to bless every family. Bless every church, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, just heal the sick. Raise the dead, God. Open the jail. Oh, bless America, God. Ah, my God, it's voting time. Let us pray before we vote, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I dare praise God in radio land. And to every listener, we just bring you greetings. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. I'm Chief Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Osborne from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Oh, I just bless your name. I feel good like a Christian should. Amen, praise God, amen. Love the Lord, don't you love him? Hallelujah. We can't help but to love God, amen, because God is good to us. Hallelujah. No matter what other people think, God is good to us. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, he's good. He's a miracle worker. He's a right now God. He might not come when you or I want him to come, but God is always on time. Oh, he's always on time. God is blessing through this coronavirus and, people being healed. People being delivered and set free. Amen. This virus is nothing to play with. We have to stay our distance. We have to wear our mask. Oh, my God. We got to obey the laws of the land. Amen. Not only are we protecting ourselves, but we are protecting others. Please do. Please wear your mask. Please stay a distance. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Don't be amongst a lot of people. Amen, because anybody could have it. Anybody. Amen. But we know that God is going to protect us. But God also gave us wisdom and knowledge. Amen. Amen. We got to use that wisdom he gave us. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We love God. I love him. I love the Lord. And I know you all do too. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a move of God. Amen, praise God. Amen. My son-in-law was in the hospital a couple of days. Well, he's still in the hospital. And I thank God how God is healing him and blessing him. And I thank God for the people that pray for him. See, we need one another. I might not be able to get a prayer through But that next person might be able to get a prayer through. But the prayers came through. Somebody heaven. And God brought him through. Thank you, saints of God. Amen. We need one another. We can't get so big-headed that we don't need one another. Amen. Because the word of God says, great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So that means he's not only in one, in us, more than one, many. I thank you for the prayers. And also, Minister Russell, thank you too. We bless the Lord. We honor God. I feel so good today in the Holy Ghost. The enemy thought he won, but he didn't. Amen, praise God. Because I know a man named Jesus, and he's working it out. He's doing real good. Amen, praise God. And we bless God. We love the Lord. Let us be praying for our president, first lady, the staff. It's praying time. Let us pray for the ones that's running to become the president. Amen. Let us pray. Because we don't know. We don't know. But God knows. Amen. We really have to pray. People are being taught wrong. That they're being treated wrong. That they're just being treated wrong. But we need to pray. We need to pray. Go out and vote. Some people say, well, I'm not going to vote. That's what the devil wants. He don't want you out to vote. Amen, praise God. Go out there and vote. Amen. Your name makes a difference. Amen, praise God. So we just thank God. Amen. We know God is going to do it any day now. Any day now, God is going to do it. Amen. So we love God and we bless the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 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 We'd love to hear from you. Praise God. We'd love for you to send a donation, a letter. Praise God. A letter encouraging us. And amen. And just be a blessing to this ministry. I'm going to give you the P.O. box number. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Because the word of God is right. And I'm not on radio just for a dollar. I'm on radio, amen, to win souls to Christ. Amen. To see folks healed, delivered, and set free. So if this radio ministry is a blessing to you, write us at Sunshine of Faith International Ministry Incorporated, P.O. Box 3512, Laurel, Maryland. I'm going to spell Laurel because some people don't know how to spell it. L-A-U-R-E-L, Laurel, Maryland. Zip code is 20709. Let us hear from you. Need prayer? Need someone to talk to? You may call number 301-732-0461. Again, the telephone number is 301-732-0461. Let us hear from you. Amen, praise God. We are concerned about you. Amen. I want you to know that Jesus loves you in spite of all. You know, all the things that we still do, Jesus still loves us. Somebody said, well, I'm a perfect person. Well, it's time for you to leave this earth. Because nobody's perfect. We are striving every day to be perfect. Come on here, somebody. Praise God. Because you speak in tongues, that don't mean you're perfect. Because you pray, that don't mean you're perfect. Amen. Because you got outreach ministry, that don't mean you're perfect. But God is a God of love. And then I was thinking, I said, now, if God gave Hezekiah a second chance, how many chances had he gave us? That's something to think about. God gives us chances after chances. Amen, praise God. And we still on the helpline. We still need help from God. Woo! Jesus, glory. We need help from the Lord. Get that in your mind. Get it in your mind every minute, every second, every hour, whatever. We still need help from God. Amen. Praise God. He's a good God. Somebody out there know that. I hear you saying amen. He's a good God. He's a righteous God. We have the Holy Ghost. If you got the Holy Ghost, you got the righteous God in you. Amen. Praise God. God is good all the time. Amen. Let us go into the Word of God. Amen. Amen. The Word of God is in us. Amen. It stops us from doing things, amen, that we want to do sometimes. Amen. He's a S-T-O-P. That word stop. He stops us. Then he gives us the go-ahead sign. God don't stop us from doing some of the things we're doing, and we know better not to do. Amen. Let's go into the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 38, starting at verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah chapter 38, starting at verse 1. Ooh, Jesus, glory. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amon, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. You know, God sends people to us with a word. And that word is to help us. Word is to let us know that God cares about us. Hezekiah was sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amon, came unto him. You know, God has sent somebody just in time because we need it. He said, I want you to take this message to Hezekiah. Because I want to let him know that I'm God. I want to let him know that I care about him. See, God cares about us. If God didn't care about us, he wouldn't send people to tell us what thus said the Lord. Many times people come to us, we don't want to hear it. Oh, I don't know. I don't believe them. Well, that's the enemy. Because if you know that person or those people, and you know they mean business for God, you will receive it. You might not act on it right away like Hezekiah did, but you will receive it. Praise God, we got prophets and prophetess telling people what thus says the Lord. They don't want to believe. Well, I'm going to do my own thing. Okay. See how far you get with it. Amen. But this man of God went to him He was the prophet's son. He was Isaiah's son. And said, thus said the Lord, with God from Zion, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. That was a warning. Set yourself in order. If you don't, I'm going to take you out. And you know God can take us out anytime. He's a takeout God. And see, one thing about the word of God, the word will straighten us out. See, the word straightened Hezekiah out. Told us what thus said the Lord. Some of us don't want to believe it. And we know the people living for Christ. I had so many prophecies the other night. People were calling me, telling me what thus said the Lord. My eyes got wet with tears. I said, my God, I ain't know God loved me that much. Maybe it was wrong for me to say that. But when you're going through a valley and look like there's no way out, sometimes flesh get in the way. I said, oh, my God, all these prophecies. But God knew when to give that to me. And I thank God for the people being obedient to God. Because sometimes God tells people to do things, they won't do it. Amen, praise God. Let's go back to the word. Verse 2. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. See, Hezekiah didn't waste no time. He knew that it was God. We better quit wasting time and know when God is talking and speaking to you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Know that God tells you what to do. Somebody said, well, I don't serve God like that. I'm not that close to God. Well, that's why God came to help the guys, so he can get a little closer. He's going to come to some of us tonight. We need to get a little closer to God. We need to hear what thus says the Lord. We need to set our houses in order. We need to get our life clean up the more. God loved him. The word of God loved him. And that's why God sent Amos to him. Isaiah the prophet's son. And I love prophet. I love prophecy. I love, amen, when people are walking in that prophetic ministry. Amen, praise God. He turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. My God, he got in a hurry. That's what we need to do. We need to get in a hurry for Jesus. Get in a hurry. When God tells you to do something, do it. Well, I'll do it next week. Oh, I've got to tell next week. You don't know that. You can do today. Because tomorrow speaks for itself. And he began to pray. And verse 3 said, remember, man, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good. And Hezekiah began to wept sore. He told God what he was doing. Look here, God. I done did all these things. I walked before you. With a perfect heart. God, have mercy. Which is good in thy sight. Hezekiah began to weep. He wept. It's time for us to cry out to God. See, one thing about God, God don't forget. Anything that we've done or doing now, God has not forgotten us. Some of us forgot God, the things that God done for us and doing for us. But in a way, to me, God was letting Hezekiah know that's not enough. Hezekiah had to pray. We have to pray, thanks to God. We have to pray. And what makes it so good? He gives them a second chance. God done gave us so many chances. We can't even count the chances that he gave us or given up. He loved us. God loves us. He had mercy on us. Hezekiah touched God's heart. He touched his heart. But one thing, Hezekiah didn't wait. He forgot everything. We got to forget everything that's around us and before us. And listen to God and do what God tells us to do. Jesus. Verse 4 said, then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, see, God came back. Go and say to Hezekiah, thus said the Lord, the God of David, the Father, I have heard thy prayer. God heard his prayer. I will add unto him thy days, 15 years. Isn't that just like God? Instead of adding on to our life. Every time a birthday comes, don't you know that's another year? Look how many years we live. For Thanksgiving, for Christmas, Labor Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Huh? Memorial Day. God did it. He's still doing it. He said, go back and tell Hezekiah, I heard his prayer. Hezekiah touched God. We got to touch God's heart. Can't do what we want to do and expect for God to go along with it. But he touched God's heart. When God moves, he moves. He'll stir things up in us. That's just like God. Today, seemed like I wasn't feeling good. I think it's because I had some things on my mind. I began to pray. I told God, you know me. You know all about me. Only one can fix it is you. And look like the more I prayed, the worse it got. But you know why it got worse? Because God was working. God was moving that thing out the way. That's what God's going to do for our ministry. He's going to move it out the way that we can come forth, amen, strong in God. Huh? The power of God is moving right now. You might not see it or feel it, but down the road you will. When God opened them doors for you. See, God was getting, he was preparing Hezekiah, like God preparing us to do better, to walk better, to talk better. Even though, Hezekiah, you did all that, but I want you to do better. I'm coming in your house spiritually, and you're going to do better. That's what God's going to do to some of us. He's going to come in our house, that spiritual house. Or we thinking about the material things, buying curtains for our house and putting buying new carpet out of God. Ain't talking about that. He's talking about your spiritual growth. We got to walk more better in God. We got to talk more better in God. We got to know that God is moving for us. It doesn't matter whether you lose friends. You got to please God. We got to please God. God is in the healing business, and he's working it out. God is going to deliver tonight. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it. This is what God told me, the word. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king Assyria. And I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. God do not lie. See, when Hezekiah went to God, God moved for him. He said, I'm going to deliver. Lord, have mercy. They're going to see what I've done. God is moving. Amen. People that's in wheelchairs, God is going to bring you out of them chairs. Those wheelchairs, you're going to throw them out the way. That cane, those canes that you're walking with, God said he's going to move them out the way. We got to walk up right before him. And no good thing he'll withhold from us. Let us walk with God. Talk to God. Amen. Sometimes we all feel low in the valley. Sometimes we all feel though nobody loves us. God don't love us. But the word is love. The word of God is love. But that touched my heart when God moved for Hezekiah. But you know why God moved for him? Because he moved for God. He didn't waste no time. He went before God. He talked to God. Talked to God, thanks to God, that we'll be able to get these souls and living and set free. That we'll be able to lay hand on the sick. Huh? That we'll be able to speak a word in somebody's life. Believe God. If you know God is using people, and those people come to you and tell you, says the Lord, open up and receive it. Amen. But if you know somebody is a liar all the time, or is a liar anyway, no. You know what I tell people? I be straightforward with them. I don't believe you. They say, huh? I say, I don't believe you. When people lie, it's hard to believe them. But we don't have to lie. If God tells me to tell somebody something, I'm not going to make it up. I'm going to tell them what thus says the Lord. And it's up to them to receive it. It's up to them to believe it. God had to love us to give up his only begotten son. God had to love us. Amen. He had to love us. Only son, and we got more than one son. Some of us have a lot of sons. Would we give them up? Some people say, well, I died for my son. Well, I'm not going to say that. It depends. I love my son. But you got to be careful what you say out your mouth. Amen, praise God. I will pray for my sons. Pray that they don't get in trouble. Pray that they stay in God. Pray that they do God right. And if they do God right, they'll do other people right. But the Bible says, a liar shall not tarry in his sight. Amen, praise God. But in the book of Isaiah, talking about Hezekiah, you know, it's time for us to get stronger in God and stop thinking we are all right. But see, God tested him like God is going to test some of us. If Pastor Osborne says you really love me, let me see if I can do this. See if she obeys. See if she will obey. God is good. And we bless the Lord. We love God. Amen. Prophets, speak what thus says the Lord. Prophetess, speak what thus says the Lord. Pastors, apostles, evangelists, speak what thus says the Lord. Overseers, speak what thus says the Lord. God's going to do a new thing for churches. He's going to turn something. He's going to turn some things around. And it'd be for our good. You know, it's a lot of things that I thought I knew, that I thought I know, you know, by being in the ministry. No way. When somebody's teaching you or trying to help you and tell you where you're wrong, you better receive it. I said, I thought I knew that. No, Apostle, you didn't know that. Well, thank God, amen, you're helping me. Teach me what I am to know. Some of us don't want to be taught. Some of us don't want to be preached to. Well, I'm an apostle. But are you walking in that calling? We're humble people. We're not big-headed. Our ears are not closed. If we can't hear what thus says the Lord. I love when people are teaching me. I love when people say, Apostle, you're wrong. I'm wrong. I'm an apostle. And we need to learn all we can learn from one another. You might know how to do this right. I might know how to do that right. But that don't make you better than me and me better than you. Because we all go through. We all make mistakes. But we don't keep making those same mistakes over and over. We all going through something right now. Just like David. David went through something. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. He was going through something. For thou art with me. God, I know you with me. You're protecting me. So we better get off that high fidelity, whatever you call it, that high pedestal thing, and humble yourself. And God will do the exalting. God will fix it. You and I. Amen. A perfect heart. Lord God, send your anointing. Send your word among the nation. Because, thanks to God, we're getting ready to go through something. We better keep praying. Because I see stones, big old rocks, you know, like in them up in the mountain, coming down on cars, buses, trains, falling out the sky the more. God is trying to get our attention. I think it was night before last. I was laying in my bed. All of a sudden, my bed began to shake. I said, the devil is alive. People send unclean spirits to you. We have to hang around with the right people. And it felt like the house was shaking. I said, now, I know you have an earthquake coming. They will be coming. I'm telling you, something is getting ready to take place in America. And I know others have been prophesying and everything about it. Something is getting ready to take place. But the prayers of the righteous, God going to use us to stop it. He going to let us see it. But he's going to use us to stop it. Do you know God today? Have God come to you and told you, do things? Did you do it? I know I'm in the will of God. I didn't say you wasn't, but you still can do better. I know God loves me. He sure do. That's why he gave you another chance. He gave me another chance. He's an on-time God. That song says he's an on-time God. He might not come when we want him to come, but guess what? He's always on time. We need to pray more. We need to seek God's face some more. We do. God wants us to do better. He wants to do that. This message is meant for today. I was seeking God. God, what should I say? He revealed it to me. Riding along in the car, he revealed it to me. Your ministries are great ministries. Yes, God done told some of you all to open up a church. Well, not right now, because if God told you to open up, he's going to make a way for you. God has called some of you all to carry his word. Well, I'm going to wait on the Lord till he tell me. Well, how many times will he have to come to you? Amen. God's got a work for you to do. He's trying to send his word through you to help the people. God makes ways out of nowhere. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you have blessed me. And I'm sitting here not doing anything. Well, not doing what I'm supposed to do. I said, God, I need your help. I need my catering license. I need my counseling license. When I begin to speak a word to God, God gave me a way to get my license for both businesses. And you mean to tell me I'm not going to serve God? I can't do without him. I can't do without God. I say, God, and see, sometimes when I go to God, I just don't go just about myself. I go to God about other people too. When you go to God for others, God will bless you. And you all know that. But are we walking in it? Are we walking in God? It's time for us to search ourselves. God is going to move for you, woman of God. I see you. See you, woman of God. God going to move for you. You sitting up? Huh? With your arm? Leaning on the end table? Coffee table? With a lamp? God going to move for you. Many said you would not make it. But you let the devil know he's alive. Lord, have mercy. Go to God. Look, God gonna move for you. God gonna move. I see you. You might have lost some things, but God gonna triple it back to you. He's gonna give you triple the more than you had. Don't worry about it. Don't look back. Go forward. And just bless God. Begin to thank him. Begin to raise your hand up in the air and tell God, thank you for bringing me back. Oh, for giving me a second chance. He's going to do it. When God do it, you write me. Write me. P.O. Box 3512, Law, Maryland, 20709. Write me and tell me how God moved for you. To God be the glory for the great things he's going to do, El-Alabo-Faya, that he's going to do for you. Oh, I see them saying you're not going to be anything. You're not going to make it. The devil is a liar. You done already made it. Just walk in it. Tell God thank you. Tell God you love him. Tell God you please. Tell God like Hezekiah did. That's what I do. God, I'm your child. It's in your hands. I can't do nothing about it. I got the Holy Ghost. Huh? You're my provider. You're my Jehovah Jireh. You're the God that's more than enough. Oh, my God, my God. You saved me one day from a miserable pit of hell. Put me in, glory to God. Lifted me up. You think I'm not going to serve God? Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. But woman of God, come back while you got a chance. God done gave us cell phones where we can call people up. If we can't get to them, we can tell them what thus says the Lord. We can pray for people. God will do the healing. All we got to do is speak it. We can bless people. Amen. We was in Florida a couple of weeks ago. God moved at the number 2 church in Florida. God moved. Excuse me. God moved. God healed, delivered, and set free. My daughter, Pastor Terry Osborne, she have a revival coming up in Lakeland, Florida, November the 1st through the 6th. God will move. We're looking for souls to come back to God. Amen. People being hurt, wounded. Amen, praise God. November the 1st through the 6th. If you in Lakeland, Florida, service starts at 7 o'clock p.m. Sunshine of Faith Restoration. Number 2, if you're in that area, you hear me, come to 1313. I mean, the address, I apologize, is 1313 Rose Street, Lakeland, Florida. God gonna move. I'm sorry. Let me back up. I'm too excited. The address is 1313 Combe, COMBBEE, Combe Road, Lakeland, Florida. Amen. Come and be blessed by God. Come and be healed by God. God going to do a great work through her down there. Come out and be blessed by God. And see, God wants a lot of ministers to start their own revival. Start a revival. Find out. Pray. Ask God. Where would you have him to do a revival through you? He will bless you. He will bless you. When I left Florida a couple of weeks ago, I said, God, where would you have me to go? Where would you have me to do a revival? He put it in my spirit. Sometimes you go, he tell you where to go. You might not know nobody, but you're looking. You're looking. You're trying to find a place, amen, that rents out their hall or some church, some recreation center. God will make a way. He will not lead you wrong. That's how I see God. I don't know about nobody else. Don't sit around and wait for people to call you to do a revival or for a preaching date. Yes, you open for, you know, for preaching dates. But go and seek and watch God move. This, I'm telling you, he is blessing us. In spite of all this what's going on, God is still moving. But we got to move with God. Prayer lines, Bible study, God is moving. You see what I'm saying? God is moving. You might have an anniversary. God is moving. When people tell me, oh, I don't know, Pastor, you think that ain't no thinking. No, no, no. That's negative. Get around those people that's like that, get from them. Well, I don't know. Move from them. They're dry bones. They are dry bones. You want to be around people say, I know God's going to do it. Oh, yeah, he's going to fix it. He's going to make a way. Because when you hang around people that don't have the spirit of God in them or don't have life, they will bring you down. Don't let nobody bring you down. Huh? And God is speaking to me right now. He said, I'm going to raise up a nation that shall obey. You don't know what God's going to do. When you go forth and minister, God can change that just like that and have you minister something else. Something that's going to touch the people. Something that's going to reach the people. Don't let nobody tell you how to preach. Do what thus says the Lord. If he tell you to speak 20 words, that's it. When I got called into the ministry, all I can remember, the Lord had me prophesied. Next thing I looked, they was picking me up off the floor. I didn't preach a long sermon. I said the Lord had me to prophesy. I ain't know about no prophecy and all that. That was my trial sermon. Somebody might say, well, is that all? That's all he wanted for the people to know. God is good. God is good. God wants to pray more. He's given us another chance. Let God do it. You might be going, I know you're going through. Go to God. And then if you need somebody to talk to, go to somebody that you can trust. Go to somebody that's not going to tell that person or those people. You got to know that you can trust that person. I told some people, I said, you'll never be a counselor because you don't know how to keep things to yourself. You can't go and tell folk business after they done shared their life with you and you put it out in the street. That's not God. People come to us hurting. Oh, you know, they came to me and they were, huh? Oh, no. You can be sued for that. We got to be careful what we say. We got to be careful what we say. He loves us. Take it in. I'm blessed with his word. I'm blessed how Hezekiah talked to God after God sent Amos to him. Amos to him. And he received it instantly. And told God, Lord, remember, Lord, I prayed. God, he gave God his word back. I walked before you with a perfect heart. I did these things. But you got to do more. You got to do more. That goes for me or anybody else. To do more for God. He loves us. Amen. Praise God. Obey God. And God will bless you and I. Again, praise God. Amen. This is Apostle, Chief Apostle, Dr. Mary Francis Osborne. Praise God. From the Sunshine of Faith, International Ministries Incorporated. Amen. I pray today that I've said something to encourage you. Amen. To let you know that God is still on the throne. And God will work it out. He'll work it out. Hold faith. And if you're not saved, get saved. Amen. Find a church that's Holy Ghost filled. A pastor that loves God. A pastor that cares about the sheep. We gotta care about sheep. We can have a respectable person. Because that one got a little bit more money, or that one dressed a little bit more better. That might be the one that stings you, downrates you. But I'm reminded of Shirley Sink, the one that had all of the green. You would think he would take care of his mother. Wife want to put his mother away. He agreeing with her. But here come that son with that can of pork and beans or whatever he got. Coming down the road. Coming to get his mama. I remember mama in a special way. It's not all the time, amen, praise God, of what we got. But it's what we can release to the people. Cadillac don't make you. Rolls Royce don't make you. Huh? Hyundai don't make you. They don't make you. But it's the love of God that makes us. Amen. You're blessed. Read Matthew 6:33. That'll bless our soul. Because if we love God, that's what we are doing. Amen. I'm going to read Matthew 6. Verse 33. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 6:33 reads like this. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let's see God. And all these other things are going to come. But seek God. Seek the word of God. Just don't wait till you go to the church or wait till you go to Bible study or prayer service. Seek the word of God. And God will bless us. Amen. Praise God. Let us hear from you. Write us. Amen. Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, Incorporated. P.O. Box 3512, Laurel, Maryland, 20708. What will we do without God? Need someone to talk to? Call us at 301-732-0461. Give us a call. We'll be glad to pray for you. Be glad to minister to you. What thus says the Lord. Amen. You're going through, we'll try to help you. Amen. That's what God wants us to do. See, and this keeps us in contact with God. Amen. Praise God. God is a peacemaker, not a peace breaker. He loves us. Hey! My God, he loves us. See God. He'll come to your rescue. Amen, amen. I will be on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, 5:30 until 6:30 p.m. Amen. I will be on. Amen. And I love you all. Praise God. Let us hear from you. I pray that I've said something today, encourage someone. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. We bless God. My time is about up. Amen. Let us hear from you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And until the next time, this is Chief Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn saying, I'll see you when I see you.